Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioners vote unanimously to remove member from the land board. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. At Tuesday's meeting, the Campbell County Commissioners voted unanimously to remove new Campbell County Public Land Board member Mark Doerr from his newly appointed position. The move comes after a series of special meetings to discuss alleged misconduct of Doerr after his first land board meeting since his appointment. Newly elected Chairman Chuck Land called for a special meeting last Wednesday to discuss personnel, which was in reference to a complaint made to him by Camplex Executive Director Aaron Lyles. Lyles expressed his concerns about recent discussions between him and Doerr regarding his position at the Camplex. Lyles also said he believed Doerr violated land board policy after speaking to a reporter following the general meeting the previous week. The public land board continued the conversation during a second special meeting and ultimately voted 4-3 to send their request for removal of Doerr to the commissioners. After an executive session with members of the land board and the commissioners at the end of their meeting on Tuesday, the board reconvened and after a brief discussion, voted unanimously to remove Doerr from the land board effective immediately. Commissioner Del Shellstad told the public and addressed Doerr personally and said members of the land board had told him they thought Doerr was a, quote, toxic individual.
You know, putting all these pieces together, I can understand why they would think that you were toxic, Mark.
He also said he was disturbed by Doerr's statement about consulting an attorney prior to signing the code of conduct. He went on to say there is an immediate perception created when Doerr talked about legally challenging things as a new board member. The discussion continued with Commissioner Butch Knutson, who said that Doerr interviewed very well for the position and that he had good intentions, but the timing isn't good with the National High School Finals rodeo going on. Quote, I think the timing is wrong, Mark. Chairwoman Colleen Faber concluded the discussion by saying she encourages their boards to work through these types of issues, and even with the boards where there is definite majorities on one side, they don't take the step to vote members off. She said, quote, her concern here is that when we have boards, we want a diversity of thought. She went on to say she doesn't think the board will be able to move past this issue and the board needs to work smoothly.
This board has got to work smoothly. I have talked with all the members over the past few weeks, and the concern is this hurdle isn't going to be. They're not going to overcome it.
Basin Radio reached out for comment from Doerr following the decision, and he said, quote, I understand the board's decision and accept it and wishes nothing but the best for Camplex in the future. The commissioners did not immediately say when they will be replacing Doerr on the land board. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.